From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama says he spoke with Hosni Mubarak following the Egyptian leader's announcement that he would not seek re-election. Mr. Obama says he stressed that the transition process must lead to free and fair elections and involve a broad spectrum of voices.
What is clear, and what I indicated tonight to President Mubarak, is my belief that an orderly transition must be meaningful, it must be peaceful, and it must begin now.
Egyptian protesters have demanded that Mubarak step down now, but Mubarak says he'll give up power when his term expires in September. He's ruled Egypt for 30 years. Large sections of interstates have been closed, and at least 9,000 flights have been canceled because of the massive storm pounding the nation's midsection. In southern Vermont, where the snow is already deep, state officials are warning farmers to shovel their barn roofs early before the storm arrives. Susan Keyes of Vermont Public Radio reports.
More than 600 flights out of O'Hare International Airport have already been canceled this morning, and Southwest Airlines has canceled all of its flights coming in and out of Midway Airport. The disruptions at one of the nation's busiest air hubs could cause travel tangles nationwide, and it's just getting started. The city says more cancellations will likely follow as the massive storm system is set to hit Chicago head-on later this afternoon and tonight. Forecasters say the storm could dump up to 2 feet of snow near Lake Michigan and pack 50-plus mile-per-hour winds. The city of Chicago is scrambling its entire fleet of 274 snowplows and is even fitting more than 100 garbage trucks with plow attachments. For NPR News, I'm Alex Keefe in Chicago.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been flirting with the 12,000 level for some time. And as Steve Beckner of Market News International reports, it is now above that mark.
The Dow has traded above 12,000 in previous sessions thanks to increased optimism about the outlook for business sales and profits, only to be knocked back by jitters about Egypt, the European debt crisis, and other worries. On Tuesday, though, the blue chip index was finally able to clear that hurdle, closing more than 40 points above that key level for the first time in 2.5 years, for a gain of 1.3%. The Standard & Poor's 500 is up 1.7% to close above 1,300, driven by good corporate earnings and an uptick in the Purchasing Managers Manufacturing Index. Outperforming the Dow and the S&P, the NASDAQ composite is 1.9% higher on the day. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
2011 is starting out on a positive note for U.S. automakers. The Detroit Big Three saw sales climb 17% overall last month. GM and Chrysler posted gains over 20%, largely because of a rise in demand for pickup trucks. This is NPR News. A suburban Philadelphia woman has pleaded guilty to 4 charges of trying to help terrorists. 47-year-old Colleen LaRose, known online as Jihad Jane, faces a possible life sentence. Her co-defendant, Jamie Paulin Ramirez of Colorado, has pleaded not guilty to similar charges. Paulin Ramirez was captured in Ireland, along with several terror suspects linked to LaRose. Both women have been in custody since October 2009. The state of Louisiana is asking a federal court to intervene in the BP oil spill claims process. Cyward Farr of member station WKRS reports that Governor Bobby Jindal says claims for compensation from last year's spill are not being handled fairly.
Jindal says BP Claims Fund Administrator Ken Feinberg and his office have repeatedly denied Louisiana's request to review how claims are handled and cannot account for discrepancies in claims payments or rejections. The state is asking the court for 3 things, including prohibiting overly broad requirements, such as making claimants give up the right to sue in exchange for final payments. President Barack Obama appointed Feinberg to independently oversee BP's $20 billion Gulf oil spill compensation fund. Many people filing claims have complained the process lacks transparency. I'm Sayward Farr for NPR News.
Tens of thousands of Australians are fleeing from what forecasters are calling a life-threatening cyclone bearing down on the northeastern part of the country. The storm arrives as the state of Queensland continues to reel from one of Australia's worst flooding disasters in history. The floods claimed 35 lives and damaged or destroyed tens of thousands of buildings. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.